This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As a top U.S. delegation is meeting with Mexico's president about a surge of migrants reaching the U.S. southwestern border, Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador says he's willing to help limit the surge, as he has done before. But he says he wants to see progress in U.S. relations with Cuba and Venezuela, which are two of the top sources of migrants. He would also like to see more development aid for the region. The U.S. team is headed by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The Hamas-run Gaza Strip's health ministry said Wednesday the death toll from the war with Israel now tops 21,000, with a spokesman reporting 195 deaths over 24 hours. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Israeli forces bombarded Palestinian refugee camps in central Gaza and issued orders telling residents to evacuate the area Tuesday, signs that the military plans to expand its ground offensive into another section of the besieged territory. Gaza's main telecom provider, Paltel, announced another complete interruption of services. The opening of a potential new battle zone threatens to bring new destruction and displacement in a war that Israel has said will last for months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A Russian politician calling for peace in Ukraine has lost her appeal against the election official's refusal to accept her nomination for the country's presidential race that President Vladimir Putin is all but certain to win. Former regional legislator Yekaterina Donsova has called for peace in Ukraine. Russia's Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected Donsova's appeal against the Central Election Commission's refusal to accept Donsova's initial nomination by a group of supporters over paperwork errors. Prominent critics who could challenge Putin are either in prison or living abroad, and most independent media have been banned. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 1,000 South Korean military, police, and emergency personnel joined rare defense drills on Wednesday that simulated an attack by North Korea on Seoul. VOA's Lori London reports the drills aim to counter fears the city is in striking distance of Pyongyang's weapons and covert attack.
The exercise, which simulates attacks on a major water supply facility, telephone network stations, and other facilities, comes amid heightened tension after the North tested an intercontinental ballistic missile and launched its first military spy satellite. Seoul Mayor Oh Se-yoon noted the surprise Hamas attack on Israel, despite that country's world-class advanced defense system, is a big lesson, adding that Seoul's distance of just 38 kilometers from the military border with the North makes it particularly susceptible to an attack at any time. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Led by new solar power, the world added renewable energy at breakneck speed in 2023, a trend that, if amplified, will help Earth turn away from fossil fuels and prevent severe warming and its effects. China, Europe, and the U.S. each set records for a single year, according to the International Renewable Energy Agency. China's additions dwarfed those of all other countries. By the end of 2023, the world will have added enough energy, wind energy, to power nearly 80 million homes, making it a record year. Sweden has moved one step closer to NATO membership as Turkey's parliamentary committee gives approval after years of delays. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Turkish Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee voted in favor of allowing Sweden to join the Western Military Alliance. Sweden's accession protocol will now need to be approved in the Turkish Parliament's General Assembly for the last stage of the legislative process in Turkey. Turkey is a NATO member and has delayed Sweden's entry into NATO for being too lenient towards certain groups that the government regards as a threat to the nation's security. Sweden has since taken steps to meet Turkish demands, including lifting restrictions on defense industry sales and amending anti-terrorism laws. I'm Karen Shamas.
Two higher-end models of the Apple Watch can go on sale again after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales halt ordered by the International Trade Commission due to a patent dispute. The ITC, a federal agency, ordered the halt to block Apple from using specific technologies underpinning a blood oxygen measurement system in its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. Apple stopped selling the two watch models in the U.S. on Thursday to comply with the ITC ruling. The court's actions will allow sales of the two Apple Watch models while it considers whether to reinstate the ITC order as it hears appeals from Apple. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.